At the very end of 1990, there was an alleged prediction that came from Maria Esperanza. She said, "New York City is under an evil cloud and will be for 12 years. Do not go there. The pride there will be broken." In one of her visions, she saw two large towers in black smoke. On September the 11th, 2001, Al-Qaeda, an Islamist extremist group, hijacked four commercial airplanes and crashed two of them into the north and south towers of the World Trade Center, killing 2,977 people. The two monumental skyscrapers were described by many on the news that day as the pride of New York. Maria Esperanza was told by the Virgin that we are living the hour of decision for humanity. The world will face a very serious moment soon. The Blessed Virgin told her that a great moment is approaching, a great day of light. Maria Esperanza does not foresee the end of the world, but she sees a coming purification. Maria says that the moment has arrived in which mankind must awaken to the love of God. In the coming years, a new light from heaven will illuminate hearts, but before it does, there will be hardship. She foresees war, societal problems, and natural disasters, but she also sees a cleansing that will restore humankind. Maria Esperanza Medrano de Bianchini was born in Barrancas, Venezuela, on the feast of Saint Cecilia, November the 22nd, 1928. Her parents had desperately wanted a daughter, as they already had three boys, and so in prayer, her mother had asked the Blessed Virgin to grant her a girl. The birth occurred while Maria's mother was taking a trip by boat in search of better medical facilities for Maria's birth. It was a very painful delivery, and during her pregnancy, Maria's mother had often prayed before a picture of the Blessed Mother, offering the child to the Virgin Mary, and promising to name the child Maria if it was a girl, and Esperanza, the Spanish word for hope. And through the grace of God, so came into the world Mary Hope, destined to lead others to Jesus through Mary. As a child, Maria was often sick, but she repeatedly recovered from mysterious disorders in a miraculous way, most notably surviving severe heart and respiratory maladies. During her childhood, Maria showed a precocious interest in religious matters, often playing with dolls that were dressed as priests and nuns. At the age of 5, she had her first mystical experience. While saying goodbye to her mother, who was leaving on a trip, Maria Esperanza saw Saint Therese of the Child Jesus emerging from the waters of a nearby river. The saint tossed Maria a red rose that she caught with her hand. She then gave it to her mother, who was amazed because of the fact that there were no roses nearby. By the age of 12, a series of illnesses began one after the other for Maria. She then prayed, asking the Blessed Virgin if it was her time to enter heaven. When she opened her eyes, the Blessed Virgin appeared smiling. Our Lady appeared to Maria as the Virgin of the Valley of Margarita and told the girl what medication to take. Maria later learned that her father had a special devotion to the Virgin of the Valley, and on his deathbed, he had called upon the Virgin to protect his wife and children. There were other trials during her youth, and so sick was Maria that she was fed through injection. The young Esperanza never wavered in her faith, praying another time for Christ to take her so she would no longer be such a burden to her family. Maria opened her eyes, and this time, she saw the heart of Jesus, full of light and dripping blood. When he appeared to Maria, our Lord addressed her as "My white rose of love." Instead of granting her death, our Lord and his mother came to heal her, but they explained that life is a long series of trials, and that the bridge to heaven is constructed through trials, purgation, and humility, especially humility. And so began Maria's mystical journey at the age of 12. During her teenage years, she received several mystical graces, including the ability to read into hearts, and she often had the premonition of knowing when guests would arrive. or when a family or friends were sick, or if something significant had happened to them. At first, Maria wanted to become a nun and entered a convent in 1954. That same year, on October the 3rd, at the end of a mass, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus appeared to her, and once more a rose was thrown at her. But this time, when Maria went to catch it, it wasn't a rose that landed in her hand. Rather, something pinched her right palm and blood began to seep from that hand. It was the onset of the stigmata. The little flower told her, "This is not your vocation. Yours is to be a wife and mother." Soon after, Maria went to Rome to live at the Ravasco Institute, run by the Daughters of the Hearts of Jesus and Mary at the Vatican. One day she saw an apparition of a man waving a flag that was white, red, and green, and to her, it was a sign that her future husband would be an Italian. Soon afterwards, an apparition of John Bosco announced to her that she would meet her future husband on November the 1st, 1955. And so it was in Rome, in front of the Church of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, she met Gio Bianchini Gianni on November the 1st, exactly as was foretold to her. The couple were married on December the 8th, 1956, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. The newly married couple would return to Venezuela, where they would form an extended Christian family. On March the 25th, 1976, Maria Esperanza de Bianchini experienced the first vision of the Virgin Mary at Finca Betania. She would not be the only one. In the following years, it was a mystical place for her, where the Mother of God had asked her to carry out the arduous task of bringing a message of love and reconciliation to all peoples and nations. The Virgin Mary also announced to her that on March the 25th, 1984, at the same Finca Betania, she would show herself to Maria and the rest of the people gathered there, some 150 people. And so it happened, as confirmed in writing by the great majority of witnesses of the Marian apparition. 3 years later, the Church accepted it as valid and Finca Betania became a place of pilgrimage. Maria Esperanza did what the Virgin had asked her to do, and for years she traveled around the world carrying the message of peace and love that she had revealed to her, a message of respect for all beliefs that she herself defined as follows, as quoted, "Let us love everyone. Let us love our separated brothers too. Let us love all the faiths of the world and let us despise no one." She also had multiple mystical experiences, visions, and was the protagonist on several occasions of the phenomenon known as bilocation. Maria Esperanza also had the gift of healing, vision, and experienced the stigmata of Christ, the materialization of the host in the mouth, or the emergence of a rose from a chest, among other mystical phenomena. Maria Esperanza de Bianchini passed away on August the 7th, 2004, surrounded by her loved ones. She had the great privilege of living a full life and experiencing exceptional visions of Our Lady. But this did not make her a superior person, nor did she consider herself as such. Throughout her life, she showed herself to be a humble person, at the service of God, an attitude towards life that she left engraved on a tombstone. Humility is the crystal bridge that leads us to heaven. Servant of God, Maria Esperanza de Bianchini, pray for us.